League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Miguel swings it to fly ball, right field, way back and right. Garcia to the fence, looking up, and it's gone, a home run.
Wow.
Miguel Cabrera with a two-run shot to right is 24th, his fifth home run in the last week. The Tigers hit it.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Matthews got his throws. He's got Golden Tate, who makes the catch inside the 15, inside the 10, and he's biking away. He's into the end zone. Pack the bags. Start the plane. This game is over. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Get ready. It's now drive time.
Sweeping left side, 10-5. Touchdown, Curtis Samuel. And the Buckeyes win it in overtime. A game that they trailed by 10 points to give Ohio State a 30-27 victory over the University of Michigan.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocked the shot. Sent Gretzky in. 3-0.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, Sarah Cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time tonight coming to you from the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. Glad to have you on board. Beautiful, beautiful evening. By the way, today is April the 24th, this is show 1,377, 436 different guests in Drive Time history. Glad to have you on board. As always, this show driven by the low-payment king, Ralph Mahalik. The amazing April deals continue. How about this one for $138 a month, a 2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude. That's for a 36-month lease. Again, 2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude, $138 a month. What we have lined up tonight, 5:15, Tom Gage will join us, Hall of Famer, Spink Award winner, longtime beat writer for the Detroit Tigers, 40-plus years. He's got a book out. I've read a couple of segments already. The Big 50, the men and the moments of the Detroit Tigers. I read the 1961 about the 61 team that won 101 games and finished way behind the New York Yankees in the American League. No divisional races then, no playoffs. Again, Tom Gage will join us at 5:15 tonight. At 5:35, all week long, we'll be getting a report for Michigan football fans from Italy. Kyle Rowland will join us tonight again at 5:35. University of Michigan football team, of course, they are in Rome. We'll talk to Kyle about what he's seen, what he's done. That's coming up tonight at 5:35. Well, the Toledo Walleye over the weekend, of course, they lost the game Sunday in Kalamazoo. Game 7 Tuesday night, Toledo Sports Arena. That is at 7:35. Game 7, Toledo Walleye and the Kalamazoo Wings. Nothing better in sports than a Game 7. Should be a great one again tomorrow night. The Toledo Walleye, who, by the way, had themselves a 2-0 lead in that hockey game, only to watch the Kalamazoo Wings score 4 consecutive goals. The Walleye pulled it within 1, but the Wings, in front of a large Toledo contingent of fans on Sunday, drop a 4-3 decision. And Game 7 coming up, of course, Tuesday night. That game is down at the Huntington Center in Toledo. Tigers over the weekend, they took 2 out of 3 from the Minnesota Twins. This is your Reed Funeral Home Detroit Tiger report. The Tigers, again, taking 2 out of 3. The Tigers now tied with the Cleveland Indians first place in the Central Division of the American League. So the Titans, you know, it's kind of odd, and we're going to talk to Tom Gage about this, but a guy by the name of Jim Odusi, three hits in the game. John Hicks had a couple of big hits as well, three hits, leading the Detroit Tigers to the win on Sunday. Scored a season-high 13 runs in that one. So we'll be talking Detroit Tigers again with Tom Gage. But the Tigers with a rare night off, waiting the arrival of the Seattle Mariners that will make their way into Comerica Park. That game is tomorrow night. All right, everybody, stick around. This is Drive Time. Tom Gage, Hall of Famer, Spink Award winner, after this.
Sports. It's Drive Time on Toledo's Sports Leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Drive Time, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket in Toledo. Again, Game 7 tomorrow night, downtown Toledo. Toledo Walleye and the Kalamazoo Wings. Mudhens return home tomorrow night. They lose a tough one yesterday. They are off today, like the Tigers. Buck Farmer yesterday, 7 innings pitch, gave up only 1 earned run, struck out 5, but Lehigh Valley, they win that one by a score of 1-0. Walleye home tomorrow. Tigers off until the Seattle Mariners make their way into Comerica Park tomorrow night. Kyle Rowland is over in Rome. He'll join us at 5:35 tonight, where Jim Harbaugh and the University of Michigan Wolverines are in camp and running into a lot of alumnus that have made their way over to Italy. So we'll be talking again to Kyle. That comes up at 5:35 tonight. This show is always driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Well, we talked about 10, 12 days ago, and it was so interesting that I reached out to him again today. Tom Gage is his name, Spink Award winner, honored by the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, by the way. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm doing well. Thanks.
Very good. Thank you for taking the time. The book, of course, is The Big 50, The Men of the Moments of the Detroit Tigers. I promise everybody I'm not going to age myself again, but the first thing I did, of course, was read about the 61 Tigers, where they won 101 games, went into Yankee Stadium in New York and got swept, and that was it, even though they finished the season strong. But a lot of great segments in that book with some great photographs as well. We'll talk about that in just in a matter of moments. First things first, Tom, you're looking your thoughts on the Tigers after 18 games. They're 10-8, tied with the Cleveland Indians on top of that Central Division with all three other teams now, Tom Gage, under 500. Anything that stands out about this edition? I know we touched on it a couple of days ago, but any other observations?
Well, you know, every club has to be good. It has to be resourceful and resilient. And right now, that's what's impressing me about the Tigers. They're a lot. They are being resourceful and resilient because a lot can be said about what's been going wrong so far instead of what's been going right. I mean, you have Cabrera on the DL. You have Verlander, who's been bad the last two times out. You have JD, who's still on the DL, and their defense has been bad. Some of their starting pitching has been bad. The bullpen is what we know it is, although there are a couple of guys in the bullpen who have been pitching pretty well. But this is not a disastrous start. To me, actually, it's encouraging because they're overcoming themselves.
You know what? Yesterday I had a chance to catch 4 or 5 innings of the game, but all of a sudden a guy by the name of Jim Odusi comes up. He gets 3 hits in the game. John Hicks with 3 hits as well and a bunch of RBIs, 5. You're right, resourceful indeed. And you go to MLB.com and you punch in the lineup some of these days. You're wondering what you're going to see. Yesterday I saw those two names penciled in again. Boy, it's nice to have some depth. And I know the Tiger management, or the Mudhen management rather, Tom, was kind of clamoring for Detroit for more veteran players in Toledo and more guys who can fill in his stop gaps. So that's another thing that's worked pretty well.
It is. And what we forget is that so many clubs have the same complaints that the Tigers do. You don't find complete teams anymore. If they have a good infield, they might be lacking in the outfield. If they can hit, they can't pitch. So for the Tigers to have their heads above water right now, it just shows that, they went into Cleveland and did okay. They went up to Minnesota and did okay. I mean, Cleveland's good, but I still don't think they're a super team. And the Twins are always very close to being where the Twins have been for a while. So I think the Tigers are going to stay competitive.
You know what? And another guy that I wanted to touch on here, and listen, you just like him more and more day in and day out, season after season. And you go all the way back to the days of, Dick McAuliffe and Polanco at second base. Man, what a ball player Ian Kinsler is, huh?
Yeah, he is. I mean, I like the attitude with which he plays. I like the fact that obviously he plays every day or close to every day and wants to. He's not showing his age. When he first came to Detroit, I think he had a little bit of chip on his shoulder about the way it ended for him in Texas. That chip is gone. But he does play with a you-got-to-beat-me attitude, and that's a good attitude to have.
You know, Fulmer was good yesterday. He's now 2-1, had 7 strikeouts. And, again, the Tigers win at season-high 13 runs along with, 4 for the Minnesota Twins, 13-4 final. You know, we talked about, and we might have touched on this briefly last time I had you on, but I was talking to somebody here at the Monroe Superstore. And, you know, I got to tell you, you got to give Dave Dombrowski, and I don't know if anybody knows the whole story about this, but you look at Fulmer and you look at, you look at Norris and you look at Boyd and, you have to give up Price and you have to give up Cespedes. But lo and behold, did he ever help stock the cupboards before, he went out the door?
Well, I think people knew at the time that he was getting some pretty good prospects. But for prospects to translate into production on the field and for future players to become present players, that doesn't always click. But You're absolutely right. Dombrowski did them a lot of favors as he was headed out the door himself. But Dave Dombrowski to me is the best general manager I ever covered because it goes back to what Jim Leland said about Dombrowski early on. He's not afraid, and he was never afraid to make a big deal or to make any kind of deal, and he was always very prepared. I think Dave was tough to work for because he was so demanding, but he was demanding of himself as well.
Again, talking to Tom Gage, Spink Award winner, Hall of Fame here on Drive Time. Glad to have you on board, everybody. You mentioned Dave Dombrowski. How about the guy? And listen, we had Paul Woods on not too long ago and a lot of other folks, that work for either the Tigers or the Red Wings, Tom. Mike Ilitch, Mr. Ilitch in, downtown Detroit. Everybody knows the story now. Now over the years, your 40-plus years, any observations or anecdotes on the Tiger, or the late, great Tiger owner, I'll put it that way.
Well, we didn't always get along. He was a very competitive guy, and if he read things about his team, which were often written in the 90s and around 2000, the early 2000s, as you know, he would take exception to them. And I remember many times talking to him, and there was fire in his eyes. He had a real passion for this team, and he loved to defend it. He knew the game. He didn't really want to put up with the media. I remember clashing about the payroll with him, and I wasn't Tom Gage to him. I was that guy, and many times I respected him, and I think he respected me, but we weren't always on the same page. But I do, Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
I did respect his passion for the game because he did know the game. I mean, I think he was a heck of a player and a fiery player himself. So he knew where he was coming from about baseball.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, listen, we've heard that, Mike Ilitch played in, listen, you're a historian. There's no doubt about that. And listen, you're being honored in Cooperstown certainly says a lot about that. I was curious, what type of player was Mike Ilitch who played in the Tiger organization and, of course, spent time in the Marine Corps, which I guess underlines what you're saying, a fiery individual. And, listen, took one pizza shop and turned it into a multi-billion dollar corporation and company. You got to have a little fire to do that. I get it. But I was curious, and you said he was a fiery player. Anything else on Mike Ilitch's playing career in the Tiger organization?
Well, you know what? I think it was a fast runner as well. I mean, I think his game was defense and speed. I think he was a scrappy player, and I also believe this. There's room for that kind of player. Mike Ilitch probably today would have been a major leaguer. Maybe not a starter or a guy who would have lasted 10 years, but he would have seen major league duty because he played at a time when there were many fewer teams. But I do think he probably had major league talent.
And talking to Tom Gage before we let him go, Tigers home for a stretch now, Seattle coming into tomorrow night. Moving forward, when you get J.D. back, of course, Iglesias out of the lineup as well, Cabrera out of the lineup now for the Detroit Tigers. Down the road here over, let's say, the month of May and into June, anything as a Tiger fan that's tuned in tonight here on ESPN Toledo should keep an eye on?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but, you know, you did mention J.D., and I would say, you know, the standard to give a player to find himself at the plate again when he comes back, don't expect him to come back and make an impression and make an impact right away. Give him give him 4 or 5 games, which isn't a whole lot. But you know, Matt Kemp just came back off the DL, and he didn't do anything for 4 games. And now in his last game for the Braves, he hit a home run and got a couple of hits. So it's every time you see a guy coming back from the DL, I give him another 5 days before I think he's really ready to play. So it'll be good to have him back in the lineup. I worry a little bit about Cabrera and that back because it's bothered him a couple of times now, and the groin doesn't always come right back from being sore the way it is for him now. So I wonder what date it will be when we're talking that he's 100%.
No, that's a great question, Tom. Hey, this brings up one quick point. Jacoby Jones, who got hit in the face over the weekend, very lucky, just a cut and a few stitches, kind of like a hockey injury. Again, very, very lucky, could have been a lot worse. Hey, any experience over the years, players have been hit in either the head or the facial area that, listen, this has got to be a bit of an adjustment for him coming back as well.
Any head injury is. I remember the only one I ever saw who was able to bounce right back. I mean, Juan Berenguer one time took a line drive right off the head and never left the game. And he went over and fielded the ball. I mean, I remember talking to Juan at the fantasy camp last year, and some of his stats on what he did that game are a little fuzzy. But he did pitch, he did continue in that game, and that was one of the worst hits I ever saw. Because it comes out, I mean, it comes off the bat at a wicked speed. But I've seen a lot. I've seen a lot of players hit and go down, and it makes you sick to see it. And because it makes a sickening sound if it makes contact with skin in the jaw or eye area. But it works both ways for hitters and pitchers.
Good stuff, Tom. Great hearing your voice. All the best to you. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks. It was fun.
Tom, we'll continue talking about the book, everybody. The book, of course, is The Big 50, The Men and the Moments of the Detroit Tigers. I've had it in my hand over the last couple of weeks. All the normal places, Amazon and other places as well. Tom Gage, Spink Award winner, Hall of Fame. My name's Mike Miller. Glad to have you on board. Tom, by the way, joined us on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. Order by phone at any of the 20 Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan locations by phone or visit Vito's.com. Big special this week. Giant five topper or specialty, $14. That is through April the 26th. That is coming up as well. Tats Electronics, update right around the corner. 4-star window tint, professionally installed on your vehicle for $149. That's all windows. Most vehicles for $149. Tats Electronics, go see them today. Been friends of Drive Time for a long, long time. By the way, I just got a note, and I got to remember to mention this as well. Toledo's ESPN 106.5, The Ticket, and Buck Brothers has a chance for you to win a new driveway for your home with the ugliest driveway contest. Just head over to 106.5theticket.com and upload a picture of your ugly driveway. Contest ends May 14th at midnight. From Buck Brothers and Toledo Sports Leader, ESPN 106.5, The Ticket, TAS Electronics. update right around the corner. A little traffic as well, brought to you by SuperFitnessToledo.com.
The cure for annoying traffic jams. It's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time. Glad to have you on board. Special thanks to Tom Gage. Talked a little Detroit Tigers. Walleye home tomorrow night. Game 7 against the Kalamazoo Wings. Hens back in town tomorrow night against Charlotte. Hens are coming off a 1-4 road swing. Mariners at Comerica Park tomorrow night. The Low Payment King's going to join us here in a matter of moments as well. But joining us now, ciao from Italy, Kyle Rowland of the Toledo Blade, who was over there, of course, with the University of Michigan Wolverines, and Jim Harbaugh. Hello, Kyle. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
Very good. I guess my first observation is here, we've done some guests from Fremont. We've done guests from Fort Wayne, Kalamazoo. Our connection from Italy and Rome seems to be almost perfect. So we're very, very, happy about that. Listen, thanks for taking the time of this conversation and your trip sponsored by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. Just a couple of notes. I see the traveling party's about 150 people. I was surprised to see that Rome has a population of 2.8 million. So, listen, I appreciate the geography and the history update there as well. Take us up to date, the current. What's going on?
Well, it's been an exciting few days. I got in Saturday and had a few things to do before the team. So I went to the Vatican, checked that out. When the team got in, they went straight to the Borghese Gardens, think New York's Central Park. It's basically Rome's version of that. They ate lunch. They met with some refugees from various different countries, provided them with blankets, shoes, shorts, all kinds of stuff. And then they toured the museum as well, played some football and soccer. So it was a fun first day for the players. And then today was just spectacular. Went to basically everything you want to see in Rome, the Colosseum, the Pantheon, Trevi Fountain, all the famous, sites. And players had a lot of fun doing that. Jim Harbaugh was all over the place. He got scolded by a security guard inside a mall for throwing a football. He was drinking from the fountain. He was buying selfie sticks. It's all Harbaugh all the time, just funny things. So it was pretty fun, and the Roman Coliseum was just amazing. It definitely lived up to the hype.
I could only imagine. Thanks for the update on all those great things that you would see in Rome, and the update on the coach as well. The other thing you wrote about too, Kyle Rowland joins us here, presented by the Low Payment King. This is Drive Time. Basically, you did a story on the amount of alumni and alumnus that are in Rome that have graduated from the University of Michigan and all of a sudden are part of that 150 traveling party. It's getting some locals as well.
Yeah, there's a grand total of three Michigan alums living in Rome. So kind of interesting, I thought. But they do have their own alumni club, which I thought was fascinating. And one of the guys, or two of them actually, will be at the scrimmage on Saturday. And a person from Switzerland is actually flying in to go to that. So that's dedication, I guess. If you pay to get your degree, you're going to make it worthwhile.
You know, the other thing you wrote about, which is interesting, and I think when you and I first talked about this, and I talked to this with John Borton as well, TheWolverine.com. First, it was, of course, Jim Harbaugh and the IMG Academy and, all the other trips that they've taken, the satellite camps, and here they go off to Rome 2018. A lot of these things will change. But I said it from day one. The basketball team's been going overseas for years. So besides your story and touch on some of the Kyle Rowland, some of the high points of your stories, but any other updates on that type of I'll put it this way, observations from outsiders and this trip?
My Twitter feed's been filled with, Ohio State fans kind of popping off with the usual comments you would expect. But, I really just see, first of all, the trip is being paid for by a donor anonymously, and is covering all the costs. So Michigan is not spending any money on this trip. And even if they were, or Ohio State or any of these other big time schools, I see nothing wrong with it. I mean, those athletic departments, first of all, are self-sufficient. They operate, they run on themselves, and they also print money. So, I mean, for Ohio State or Michigan or Florida or Texas or schools like that to spend $1 or $2 million on a trip like this, I mean, that's nothing to them. I mean, they're making $110 million a year. And like you said, I don't see anything wrong with these trips. I mean, they're very creative and unique, obviously, because football teams don't usually do them. But basketball teams do them every 4 years. Toledo's coming to Rome this summer. Bowling Green came last year. I mean, teams do it all the time, and other sports do it as well. Cooks does it. So I think it's kind of much ado about nothing, but it's Michigan and it's Jim Harbaugh. So obviously everything is kind of blown up a little more than you'd expect.
No doubt about it. I'll tell you one thing. When he arrived in Ann Arbor, you know, making the front page certainly is, I don't know if it's been a priority, but it certainly has happened. And let's face it, Michigan needed some of that as well. How about the practices? What's going to go on the rest of the week on the field? And how much of that will be open to you and other traveling media members?
Well, the great thing is everything is essentially all access. So there will be no shortage of things to see and things to write. And I expect some spirited practices. I mean, I don't think they're going to come over here and waste three practices. That's not really something Jim Harbaugh is going to do. And on Saturday, actually, what will happen at the, you know, big 80,000 seat stadium that they're scrimmaging in will not be totally dissimilar from what happened a few weeks ago at Michigan Stadium. It's almost going to be like a second spring game. And the people that are there are going to, you know, be able to see some cool stuff. And, I mean, I think these coaches are going to use these practices to evaluate players and see what's going on. I mean, when you're replacing the amount of starters, again, it has to replace, you got to use these. Everything is valuable.
Kid talking to Kyle Rowland, joins us from Rome. Boy, the technical side of this has been great. Sounds like he's out in the showroom here at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Super Store. Of course, this is Drive Time and Kyle's trip presented by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Again, Kyle talking about the tour today, the players talk. The other thing you wrote on, and, you know, there's some, I guess, some, you go back a couple of generations to the Harbaugh's grandfather, and I always tell you writers that, you know what, you're pretty lucky. You just got to spell things with spell check. That's not too tough. A hockey play-by-play guy, we got to pronounce things, and we get very, very nervous when we see a name that we might not have right. I'm usually, you know, spelling things phonetically on a lineup sheet, Kyle. But, of course, Jim Harbaugh and John Harbaugh and their parents, Jack and Jackie. The grandfather is Joe Sapiti. Did I say that right? And, of course, he has traces all the way back to Italy as well. So I thought that was a neat story.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Sapiti is how it's pronounced. So not bad.
Darn it.
But he's came over from Italy, lived in Sicily, immigrated to the United States when he was 4 years old, lived in Cleveland. Most of his life ran a nursery, and his grandsons, John and Jim, were kind of the, you know, pride of his life. And he had a really, really big impact on their upbringing and kind of instilled the whole blue-collar mentality that John and Jim are known for. And he was a guy that certainly is on everyone's minds this week. The whole Harbaugh clan is here, basically, except John. And, you know, their Italian roots or something that are a big topic of conversation this week.
No, I listen, talk about generations of hard work. I got a guy right here that can talk a little bit about that. It's the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik, joins us in the broadcast location. Ralph, Kyle was telling me about his day, did a lot of neat things, saw all the sights in Rome. Jim Harbaugh, by the way, was, you know, warned and sanctioned by a security guard about throwing a football inside the mall. So no surprise there. So Jim is garnering headlines again wherever he goes. Kyle, say hi to the low payment king.
Ralph, how you doing?
Good, Kyle. Do you have bail money? Do you have extra bail money there in case you need to bail Jim out of jail in case? He's a wild guy, but I love that story about his grandpa. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's a great guy. And Jim was very gracious, gave me a lot of time to sit down with him and talk for that story. So it was a great conversation and nice to learn about him.
I'm sorry, I was busy earlier. I didn't hear your whole interview. How many other media are over there covering this event?
Not a whole lot. There are just a handful that cover Michigan regularly. And then there's actually about three or four Italian media that have been following. So it was kind of interesting talking to those reporters the other day. They're much more into kind of the political aspect of things going on in America and ask a lot of questions about that. They're very interested in it. So that was kind of fascinating to hear their talk about that.
Well, you know, Mike and I run into that in Canada all the time, too. Same thing. They want to talk politics all the time. And I says, I'd rather talk about sports.
We'd rather talk hockey. I start running in the other direction. My parents owned a tavern, Kyle, for 36 years. My dad said, no politics, no religion. We don't need anything. And that's back when things were pretty calm. It's
right.
Nothing compared to what it is now.
Which, by the way, I'll give you an update. There's MSNBC's filming right downtown Monroe right now. Because there's Trump supporters having fun over at McGady's Pub here in downtown Monroe. MSNBC, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't really consider them a media outlet, but I'm not going to go down that road either. Tell me a little bit about the facility, Kyle. I know you say the practices are going to be very, very serious, and, you know, obviously and a tone. Tell me about the facility, a soccer facility, I understand.
Yeah, AS Roma, which is a soccer team or football team in Rome, going to be at their facility. So very, very nice. And their stadium is just outstanding. I mean, it's new and looks as good as any stadium you should see in the United States.
Well, listen, thanks for checking in today. We'll do it again tomorrow at about the same time. I appreciate you taking the time. I'm doing a little quick Whitmer High School math there. I got it about a quarter to midnight. We don't want to keep you up too late. Listen, give us an update. What's the best thing you ate today?
Yeah, that's a good question. I knew you were going to get to that eventually. I'll be quick and tell you about my story last night. I ordered a pepperoni pizza. Well, pepperoni pizza in Italy is not pepperoni pizza. It's pizza with peppers on it. Salami pizza is a pepperoni pizza. So my pizza experience was a little diminished last night, but I've had it every day. I've had pasta every day as well. The gelato is outstanding. But I'm definitely partial to just the plain margherita pizza is really, really good. But spaghetti with meatballs tonight was hard to pass.
No, I bet it would be. Kyle walked in here the other day, slim and trim. We're going to put him on the scales when he gets back here next week. Kyle, thanks, and I know the low payment king. We're enjoying our conversations. I appreciate it. We know it's a busy time and day for you and deadlines, and I've seen all your stories. I know you're busy. Thanks for spending time with us.
Good job, Kyle.
Thank you.
Your articles this weekend, and great to see you. I'm glad we're one of the few people covering this thing, you know, nationally, so it makes us – unique and different and special. So enjoy your trip, buddy.
Absolutely. Thanks for all the help, Ralph.
All right. See you and talk to you tomorrow, Kyle. Thanks a lot. Kyle Rowland joining us from Rome. Okay, very good. Kyle Rowland joining us from Rome, where, again, he'll be joining us again tomorrow. Take a look at practice, what he saw there, the Wolverines and in Rome. Ciao. We'll be back with more after this.
Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. My name is Mike Miller. Just a couple of notes. First things first, discounted tickets on sale now at Northwest Ohio area Menards for the Menards 200. Again, the 76th running of the Menards 200. That'll be on May the 21st. I'm guessing we'll be out there that week doing a show from one of the either the press box or the Speedway Grill. We've done that for years. Also, tomorrow, listen, for guys that like memorabilia, jerseys, and all sorts of things, the University of Toledo Athletic Department got this note from Paul Helgram, a two-day sale of Rocket Gear. That's tomorrow and Wednesday, the 25th and the 26th, 9 a.m. to 7 o'clock. That's over at Savage Hall again tomorrow. That sale, University of Toledo rocket gear, all sorts of stuff, game-used gear, all sorts of things. I'd like to remind everybody, as always, both of our guests here tonight, Tom Gage, Spink Award winner, wrote about the Detroit Tigers for 40 years, long-time Hearts partner of Sparky Anderson, by the way. But Tom Gage joined us. Also, it was Kyle Rowland from Rome. Kyle will join us again tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll probably check into somebody from the Seattle Mariners Baseball Club. We're going to get a little bit of a pregame look into the Mariners who come into Comerica Park tomorrow to open a long and lengthy homestand for the Detroit Tigers. All the guests here on Drive Time, by the way, come to us courtesy of Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. Order by phone at any of the 20 Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan locations, or visit Vito's.com. Giant one topper through the 26th of April, just $9. By the way, Kyle Rowland having a pizza in Rome. Go get a pizza tonight. Vito's Pizza. Love it. Very, very good. Dave Dresser and Vito and Judd Silverman, friends of this show. Vito's Pizza and Subs. Visit Vito's.com. ESPN Radio, Stanley Cup hockey, NBA playoff basketball. Let's go back to our producer, our engineer, Frank Gargano. Now, what's on tap tonight, Frank?
Hey, Mike. So for tonight, we've got the Golden State Warriors trying to close out the sweep at the Portland Trail Blazers. Pre-game coverage will start tonight at 9:30 p.m., tip-off at 10:30. That can be found right here on 106.5 The Ticket.
Good stuff. Appreciate it, Frank. Frank Gargano, this is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, coming to you for the Monroe Superstore. Talk Tigers at 5:15. Talk University of Michigan football at 5:35 tonight. Roland's in Rome. Gage joined us from Lake St. Clair. How do you like that? Tomorrow, Seattle Mariners preview against the Detroit Tigers. Kyle Rowland again, practice underway. The Michigan Wolverines in Rome will be talking a little baseball and football tomorrow night. This show, as always, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik, where the amazing April deals continue. My favorite 2017 Jeep Compass Latitude High Altitude, $138 a month, 36-month lease. MonroeSuperstore.com. Talk to you tomorrow, everybody, from the showroom at the Monroe Superstore.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.